Welcome back to the Stress to Bless podcast. I am your host, Rebecca Lyons, and today I'm going to be talking about how authenticity isn't easy and the price of showing up as your true self. So authenticity is obviously a buzzword now, right? A lot of people talk about it in the personal development, the spiritual space. People talk about this word, authenticity. I didn't even know or had never heard the word authenticity before, I don't know, 4 years ago, right? But now I hear it everywhere. But I'm not saying anything bad about authenticity because I want to break down what authenticity is, why it's the highest vibration, and why it's very difficult to be authentic. Because when you've built a whole life or your whole persona, your identity is a particular person, and then you have a spiritual awakening and you wake up and you're like, holy crap, that's not me. You then have to kind of break down that whole version of you, that life, that reality. Your personality creates your reality, your personal reality, as Joe Dispenza says. Then basically you're gonna have a tower moment for my tarot lovers, and your whole life is going to crumble to become authentic, because you can't just click your fingers and go from living an unauthentic life to being the most authentic version of you and not expect any repercussions on your physical reality, on the 3D, the outer world. Because in my opinion, we have an inner world, we have our own inner world that no one has access to unless we allow them in. And that's your thoughts, your feelings, your beliefs, your values, your hopes, your dreams, your fears, you know, the way you talk to yourself, your inner dialogue. Let's call it that. Now, that's your inner world. I always see it, like, to give you a visual, I see that as being inside of me. And then I see outside of my skin, my physical human body, is my outer world. And that's my relationships, where I live, the physical things, my car, my job, my relationships, my whole world, how other people see me, and how I see myself in that world. It's like there's two worlds. And authenticity has now been, like, confirmed. By who? I don't know. I haven't pulled up some research on this, but I've seen it everywhere, and it makes sense to me that the highest vibration, higher than love, higher than peace, higher than gratitude, is authenticity. And I want to break that down, because even when you think of the scale of frequencies, vibrations, where at the bottom you'd have things like shame, guilt, hatred, jealousy, those kinds of things, fear. And then at the top, you know, you have the high vibrational things like love and peace and gratitude. And then in between, you have all kinds of things like courage, apathy, willingness, desire. You have all kinds of different things. And we oscillate between all of them. We don't just stay in one. Oh, we can stay in lower vibrations when you're depressed, because you don't really want to do anything. You're feeling sad, you might be feeling guilty because you're not doing the things that you want to be doing, because your body is just in a state of deep rest and it's just lethargic and you have no desire to do anything. And that's okay. I feel like, you know, if you've not been through a bout of depression in life, then who are you these days? And I know that the people listening to this podcast can relate to what it feels like to have depression, or to have been depressed, or you are depressed right now. And there's, you know, I want to say there's nothing wrong with that. I've been depressed. It's just about staying there. You don't want to stay there for too long, because when you stay there, it's like quicksand. It keeps you there. Anyway, that's for a different topic. I'll definitely talk more on that. And, you know, I have so much compassion and empathy for people who are going through depression, because I've been there. And for me, it lasted a long time. Now I'm quite quick to pull myself out of it, even when I'm going through very big hardships in my life. But sorry, that was kind of off topic. Back to the topic of authenticity. So authenticity is the highest vibration, and authenticity is being your truest self. So we come to this world as a baby, right? We are born, we are first initiated into the world. We come out of our mother's womb and we are born. And we have been in the womb for 9 to 10 months, or however long we are in the womb. And then we are out in the real world, you know, the world that we've been conditioned to see as this is reality. So we come into this world powerless, you know, we're tiny little babies. We need to be fed. We need to be kept at a certain temperature. We need to be kept safe from accidents and animals and you know, we just need protection. And that's what a newborn's baby life is, you know, round the clock. Pretty much that baby needs to be kept an eye on to stay alive. Newborn parents will know that. And then as we start to grow, we start to become more self-sufficient and independent. You know, we can walk, we can eat, we can use the toilet, we start being able to do things. And you know, depending on what society, what culture you're brought up in, what your parents are like or your caregivers, you know, whether you're homeschooled or you go to a private school or a public school, or you have siblings or you don't have siblings, or you travel or you don't travel, like every single person's upbringing is going to be very different. For all of those reasons, even if you grow up in the same country, you're going to have different parents that have been through different traumas, different upbringings, have different opinions on things, different values, different beliefs. And they're all passed on to the child, because the child from the age of 0 to 7 is a sponge. And we live in our subconscious mind and we pick up on things and we learn, like, I'm a girl or I'm a boy. This is how a girl acts. This is how a boy acts. And we start to build our personalities based on our upbringing. And then when we get older and we go to school, our friends, our teachers, and then as we get older and we're teenagers, you know, let's talk about this day and age, social media, the internet, mainstream media, whatever the child is exposed to, their friends, it creates your personality, which creates your personal reality. Imagine it like a projector, like you've absorbed and soaked up all these different things that make you who you are. Maybe you're sporty, or maybe you're nerdy, or maybe you're girly, or maybe you're more tomboyish. You start to, you know, maybe you are a meat eater, or you prefer to be vegetarian. Maybe you're an outdoorsy person, or you like to stay in. You just start to mold into a person, and that becomes who you are. And authenticity is who you have become, who you really are, or are you just playing a role based on who you think you should be? So let's use me as an example. So I started drinking at a very young age, and my personality became being social, going out drinking, partying. I like to go to the bars. I like to go to clubs. I like to have fun. I like to, yeah, it was really just about having fun. But really, if you look deeper at alcohol, it's just, I was escaping, I was numbing myself. And that's the only way that I knew to have fun, because I had started drinking at such a young age. So my personality became that. And then when I got into the London Marathon through the ballot, which meant that I got to run the marathon for free, which is very difficult to get into the London Marathon. So I got in for free. And I started training for the London Marathon. And that meant cutting back on alcohol. That meant my weekends were, you know, as you lead up to running the marathon, anyone who's ran it will know, you start building up your miles and you start doing a long run once per week. So, you know, I started with 8 miles, then next week 9, next week 10, and you go all the way up. I got to 21 miles I ran on a weekend. And then during the week, I'd do a shorter run or two. And then when you get closer to the marathon, you cut it back because you don't want it be injured. So anyway, you know, imagine running on a Saturday or a Sunday for 20 miles. Imagine drinking the night before. Like, it's just not possible. So as I stopped drinking, I was like, whoa, there's a life outside of alcohol. Oh, okay. I have a clear mind. I have the time to do things like during the day, during the night. What do I want to do? What am I going to do with my time now I'm not hungover or out drinking? And then I was like, oh my God, who am I? Who am I? What do I like? What do I not like? I had no idea who I was because I was living as this version of myself that lived to drink. So I was not living an authentic existence at the time because I didn't know who I was. So I didn't really have any authenticity at that time. The most authentic thing about me was that I was figuring out who I was, changing things, reflecting, asking myself questions, trying to understand who I was and what I wanted in life. Then as time went by, because that was 2017, right? I ran the marathon in April 2017, that's 7 years ago, nearly 8 years ago. That's when my spiritual awakening started, my first spiritual awakening. Now, fast forward to nearly 8 years later, I've figured out so much about who I am by figuring out what my triggers are, what my traumas are, what affects me, what makes me happy, what makes me sad, how I feel being around different people, what kinds of foods I want to eat. Do I want to drink? Do I not want to drink? Do I want to expand my consciousness through plant medicine? Do I want to travel? Do I want to go to retreats? What books do I want to read? What music do I want to listen to? What do I want to consume on social media? Like, when you go on a journey of authenticity, you're refining all of those to figure out, okay, what brings out the best in me and what brings out the worst in me? So I figured out eating certain foods makes me feel pretty bad, usually sugar. So I know for me, I really don't want to eat too much sugar. I don't want to eat too much, just like, you know, like processed sweet things, which is literally my favorite food. I've had so many sugar addictions. So really figuring that out, you know, like what's the best morning way for me to wake up in the morning? Because that sets the tone for the day. What's the best way for me to, what's my best sleep cycle? What time do I want to go to sleep? What time do I want to wake up? And it sounds so basic, but so many people are not doing what is aligned with them. They're just doing what they've always done and they don't think about changing it. So when you go on a journey of becoming super authentic, it's not easy because you have to go into your shadow. You have to go into figure out and take responsibility because you can't be blaming everyone else. So you have to figure out, well, why do I feel like that after I've been to that place? Why do I feel like that when I'm around that person? Why is this what I'm thinking about all the time, but I'm not doing anything about it? And being authentic is a very courageous thing. It's not easy. It's not glamorous as it's made out to be. It's not all love and light. Because when you start to become authentic, you have to start setting boundaries with people. Because if you're not authentic, you probably don't have any boundaries. I used to struggle with this. I had zero boundaries. I had very low self-esteem. And I would just go along with whatever anyone else was saying. I could be very submissive in certain situations, but then I could also be very dominant in other situations. And my journey of the past like 8 years of going through of awakening, of, you know, quitting corporate life, leaving the corporate life, working for myself, you know, solo traveling, creating things. I've created multiple things. I've had a membership. I used to have an e-commerce business. I've had, you know, I have my podcast, I have my YouTube, I have social media platforms. I've had courses, one-to-ones, group trainings. Like, I've taught people how to read tarot and I've read their tarot. I've taught people how to read their own Akashic records and I've read their records. I've taught people meditation and I've been their meditation teacher. And it's been such a journey and it's been amazing. Women's circles, that was a big thing that I did, and I studied life coaching, I studied meditation, I studied the Akashic records, I studied the mind. I've studied so many things. Shadow work, tarot, past lives, future potentials. It's all like very interesting, esoteric things that just, because I'm just so fascinated with like, why are we here? What are we here to do? Like, there's got to be a reason, you know? I just don't subscribe to that message that it's all random and it doesn't mean anything and we're just here for a short period of time and then we're gone, and all the things that are here to distract us and numb us, you know, gambling, PORNE, shopping, material things, social media, television, alcohol, drugs. There's so many things that are here to distract us, and becoming authentic is really turning away from the outside world, what I mentioned earlier, this outer world outside of your inner world, and going into your inner world and figuring out what you want. And you're gonna have to start saying no to things, and you might start saying no to things that you never used to say no to. People are going to be like, what is she doing? What is this bitch doing? Who does she think she is? Some people can get upset when you become authentic, because we are all mirrors. We are literally all mirrors for each other. So if someone is living a life that is so unaligned with them, but they are so afraid to make any changes, then they can get very triggered by someone who is doing the work, like making the changes, even though it's hard, even though it's heartbreaking, it's sad, even though their whole life is crumbling, but they know that it's just not the right place. Other people can kind of like not like that. I don't know. You guys message me and tell me, leave comments, send me a DM, let me know if this resonates. But when you start changing things and you don't go along with the role that you unconsciously slipped into, then yeah, people can not like it. And I've kind of had this realization recently where I see life as, I wonder if we come here and we have this inner world, right? Like, I talk to myself all the time, and I've become very mindful and conscious of, is this voice nice, supportive, compassionate, or is this voice cruel and unkind and just vicious? And it used to be, I used to have a very harsh inner critic, but now I've really done a lot of work to nurture my inner dialogue, my self-concept to be one of love. And when I'm going through a difficult time, I'm the number one person who's there for me. I don't want to run to other people for them to heal me or fix me. I've got to heal and fix myself. And that to me is authenticity, when you can look in the mirror at yourself and know, like, your life might be an absolute mess, but you are doing what your intuition, what that inner voice, that inner compass, that inner knowing is saying, do this, don't do that. You don't belong here anymore. It's time to move on. this job is not aligned with you anymore. These people, this person, this relationship, this town, whatever it is, you'll have a voice if you don't numb it and distract it with alcohol or other things. Then you'll have an inner knowing and it won't shut up. It won't shut up. And it's usually quite drastic, to be honest with you. That's why we don't listen, because we're like, nah, I can't do that. What? No. No, that's too hard. No, I've got to keep living in this situation because that's going to take too much energy. I know, you know what I'm talking about. So yeah, authenticity isn't easy. And the price of showing up as your true self is that your whole life may crumble. You may lose friends. You may lose a job. You may lose the people closest to you. Because you are not playing the role that you used to play anymore. You've changed the rules. You're not so easy to manipulate. You're not so easy to control anymore. This is why whoever, whatever, has gone to great lengths to control the mass population of the world. Because if we're free thinkers, if we're authentic and we don't abide by the rules set on us by society, we can't be controlled. Yeah, so you kind of become a rebel. You're the black sheep. And it can cost you a lot. And you can go through a really dark period in your life. And that is the cost of being authentic. But you've got to choose it. Because otherwise, the other side of that is that you can become sick. You can become physically unwell. Because physical illnesses come from mental and emotional illnesses. So when you are in a relationship that you are not supposed to be in a job that you're not supposed to be in, your soul knows where you're supposed to be. But because we're so afraid of the unknown, we don't want to step out into the unknown. So we stay in situations that are not healthy for us, even if they're not like abusive. But they're just not aligned. But we stay there. And that's why the mass population gets sick. Because we're not taught how to be authentic. And being authentic is not fun. It's not easy. It takes a lot of conscious mental headspace. It's very draining. And it's like we just want to get it right. We want to be right, especially as women. We're like, no, I've got to get it right. And we're told, oh my gosh, as women, we are told that we have this clock and that we need to settle down. We need to do this. We need to do that. And it's almost shameful to be a single woman in the world today, especially after the age of like 30. It's like shameful to be a single woman. Whereas a man, it doesn't really matter. They can do what they want. They have their own programming. I know that. I'm not saying that men have it easy, because I don't think that they do. But for women, we are shamed. And you know what else we're shamed on? We're shamed on like ending relationships. It's like we're meant to find someone and settle down. It's like, you know, celebrated if you're like high school sweethearts and you stay together forever. But that must be so difficult, because as human beings, especially if you're a conscious soul and you've had a spiritual awakening, we're always changing and learning and relearning and shifting and letting go and alchemizing things. So like, how are you both going to do that at the same rate? Otherwise, one of you is the more dominant one of who gets to live a more aligned, authentic life, and the other one adapts to that and molds to that. So it's kind of seen as, oh no, oh, you're broken. Oh no, I'm sorry that your marriage didn't work out. I'm sorry that you're divorced. or you're a single mom, or you're a woman who's single post age 30, society makes you feel bad about that. But that's just another trap. Do not feel bad about it. It's said that women who live alone are like the happiest and healthiest people on the planet, because they get to just live in their own energy and they get to vibe on their own and they get to transform without anyone interfering. And it's a very, very powerful place for a woman. So yeah, we need to flip the switch and start talking about how it's freaking powerful for a woman to be single and to be living on her own when she's a conscious spiritual woman and she's on a healing journey and she's doing the work and she's an alchemist. It's very powerful. And it's, you've got to kind of start questioning what do they want us to do and why, and what can I do that isn't that? Because at the end of the day, you're here to live a happy, full life. Yes, we experience a lot of pain, but typically a lot of the pain comes from staying in situations that we're not meant to be in. Honestly, because we're so afraid. We're so afraid of the unknown. And, you know, if you are an atheist, if you don't believe in a higher power, you don't have faith, because it's also proven that people with faith live longer. Like, if you don't have faith, like, how are you gonna step outside into the unknown? You know, like, for me, I know that even if my outside world is crumbling around me, I know that I have God, I have a higher power, I have my higher self, I have the creator light that's guiding me, and I know that my intuition is leading me to this place. And it's okay to go through hell to get there. It's okay. And so yeah, if you're going through a crumbling right now, if you're zooming into your authenticity, figuring out who you are and what you want, I just want to say bravo to you. And life is going to get better. Do not let society make you feel bad about anything in your life. Like, living an authentic life is not for the faint-hearted. You have to be very courageous, very brave, but it's so liberating. It's so profound and it's so fulfilling and deep and meaningful. So if that's what you want, that's the path that you've got to go down, and you have no idea what you are heading towards. And it's your liberation, self-actualization. That's what we're here for. We're not here to live a comfortable life. We're not here to live the same day every single day. We're not here to do that. Okay, so don't be fooled by the lies. And trust me, if you are moving to a different country, you are deciding to be single, you are changing career, and you are doing all of those things because it's for your greater good, people who are living the quote unquote white picket fence life. One of my clients said that to me the other day. She said that her therapist told her it's called the white picket fence life, where you have a husband, you have children, you have a specific, a society deems a good job, and to the outside world, you look great. But on the inside, do you know how many people are dying on the inside? They're in relationships that do not fulfill them. They are in one-sided relationships. They are living somewhere they don't want to live. They don't get any help with looking after their kids. They don't have true friendships. They are manipulated or abused by family members or their partner or friends. Like, we have no idea what goes on behind closed doors. So don't wish to have someone else's life. Focus on your own life. Zone in onto your, into your own life. And I have a couple of questions for you to reflect on if you've made it this far. If you've made it this far, you've got to send me a DM, because this is a pretty potent episode, I'm not going to lie. So the three self-reflection questions I have for you when it comes to authenticity. I want you to ask yourself, if you was living the same life that you're living today in 5 years' time, would you be really happy? If not, what would you change? No, I'm trying to think of the other ones. I have some really good ones, but I didn't write them down. This is like, I'm just flowing. This is me. I've got the Akashic Records open. I'm channeling, I'm talking, I'm giving my own experience, but also like, this is God, the creator, coming through my vessel, talking to you. So another question is, do you love your life? Because you deserve to love your life. And if you don't love your life, what don't you love about your life? And what small changes can you make? And the third question is, if you could do anything, be anything, and have anything in life, no restrictions, no money restrictions, no time restrictions, no relationship restrictions, who would you be? What would you be? What would you do? Remember that the imagination has no limitations. So have fun with those questions. Maybe pause the episode, rewind, write the questions down. Give yourself half an hour, light a candle, make yourself a cup of tea, and just sit down, sit with yourself and ask yourself those questions. And just, it's just about expanding your awareness. It's just about opening your mind. I'm a very open-minded person. So it's really about inquiring and asking yourself these questions. So yeah, thank you so much for listening. I am just so in awe that we have nearly 300 people that have listened to this podcast so far. And I'm telling you, I've done very, very little advertising and promoting. I've also just been going through my own life crumbling. Quantum crumble, as some people call it. So I haven't really been doing that much when it comes to my work, because I've really been spending the time to be with myself and feel my emotions and really process what's happening right now, so I don't have to process it later on in life. I'm allowing myself to cry. I'm not being like, oh no, Becky, it's time to snap out of that. It's time to move on. Stop crying. No, I need to process my emotions. So I've been going through a period of processing my emotions over the Christmas period, which is an absolute surreal, mind-boggling, weirdest situation when you are literally going through a death and rebirth in your life and it's Christmas time. Like, the outside world is going, Christmas songs, buying consumerism, buy presents, everyone's happy. It's great, it's Christmas time and everyone's happy because it's Christmas time. And it's like, actually, no, not everyone is happy. There's a lot of people who are grieving, people who have lost loved ones, people going through transitioning, people who are really struggling right now. Because we don't get taught how to heal. We literally don't get taught how to heal. We don't get taught how to deal with stress, how to deal with financial worries, relationship worries, how to communicate with each other. We don't get taught any of these things. It's like we just get thrown into this really chaotic and harsh world. I'm not going to pretend that we live in a sunshine and butterfly world, because we don't. It's very harsh out there. And when you're going through a complete and utter life change, when you're grieving, then and it's Christmas time. Wow. Like, I think if you've been through this, then you deserve a badge. You deserve an award, because it's so surreal that on the inside, you're literally going through hell. And then on the outside, it's like this fake happy world where it's all about love and families and giving, but it's not actually about that. And it's like you're meant to just pause, suppress, and pretend that everything's okay because it's Christmas time. And I just don't abide by those rules anymore. And that's being authentic. I'm just going to call it and be, I'm just going to be who I am. If I'm not feeling great, then I'm not going to pretend to you that I'm great, because I'm not. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm not going to lie to me. I'm not going to be a horrible person. But you know what? Like, we need to all stop pretending. We need to stop pretending, because then we compare our lives to other people and think, oh, everyone else is good. Everyone else is flying high. And look, their social media shows me that they're happy. Their relationship is great. I have news for you. Their life probably isn't as good as you think it is. And their relationship probably isn't as good as you think it is either. Because not many people are conscious and doing the work. So anyway, I'll leave you with that. Scrooge over here. But no, I'm sending you lots of love. If you're having a difficult time during this Christmas period or just in general, then you know you can always connect with me on social medias, Instagram, TikTok. You can listen to my podcast on Apple, Spotify, different places. You can also watch the podcast on YouTube. Apart from the recent episodes, which I haven't filmed on video because I've been going through such a traumatic experience. There's actually some crazy animal noises outside my window too right now. And because of that, I have not recorded on video the episodes. So you can listen to this on YouTube and I will be back to recording the episodes. But I'm just going to be real with you. I'm going through a very, very difficult transition in my life right now. And I'm doing it consciously. I'm doing it in a healthy way. And I'm not just going to slap a load of makeup on, shine lights on myself and traumatize my nervous system just so I can record an episode and be on camera on YouTube. And if other people can do that, that's great. But for me, what feels right is that I record these episodes as a podcast, which is what this is. I put them out there. People can listen. And I'll be back to filming when I'm ready because I'm a soul having a human experience right now and I have emotions and I have feelings and that's what I'm going to do. So yeah, I love you lots. Please subscribe, please review, please comment, please send me a DM because I love to hear from you. I love to hear what your thoughts are on the podcast. And yeah, I'll speak to you soon. Mwah.